So today's lesson is lesson number 214, On the Side, Lifting a Straight Leg Sideways. And today is July 20th, 2011. And so we always begin on our back, and I'd like to start with you doing what I call a body scan. And that's basically kind of taking an inventory of yourself right now, just starting to become aware of yourself and just noticing and asking yourself the question of, huh, how am I lying on the floor right now? And let's just maybe start at our shoulders. And so you can just notice, how does each shoulder lie on the floor? So you're not moving and you're not changing anything. You're really learning to sense yourself so that when you ask yourself that question, how does each shoulder lie on the floor, when you sense through awareness, you'll get an answer of like, wow, one shoulder feels heavier, or more of one shoulder's on the floor. The other one feels a little popped up, or one feels closer to one earlobe than the other. So those are some landmarks so that you can start to make distinctions. So just notice, does one shoulder seem as if it's closer to one earlobe? You know, and that's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Maybe that's because is that the shoulder you carry a purse on, or you carry books or bags with that arm? And again, can you notice if one shoulder is, I'm going to use the word forward, towards the ceiling, it might feel a little bit more curved up. Like it's not really touching all the way in the back. And now see if you can begin to sense and notice your spine in between your shoulders. And traveling down to your lower back and just noticing again how your lower back is resting and what kind of arch is there. And many people have the idea, or they've gathered the idea, that we should be flat in our lower back. So I'm going to present to you that that's a misnomer. I don't know what I want to say. It's not a correct fact. So we have a curvature in our lumbar spine, and so there should be a little curve there. So for some people, that's a huge relief just to know that, because some people come to my classes and they've been working years to flatten their lower back. So just notice what that curve is like. If it's too big of a curve, that isn't good. But a little curve, a little space there is very natural. And then notice your pelvis. So your pelvis is the next big bony part that connects to your spine. And then that's where your legs come out of. And notice how each side of your pelvis is resting on the floor. And again, you might notice one side is heavier or lighter, or one side feels like it's up towards the ceiling more than the other. And then noticing how your legs are lying on the floor. The length of your legs, and then how your legs are resting. Are they turned out, or your toes pointed towards the ceiling? Does one foot turn out more than the other? And again, you're just really becoming aware and noticing yourself, because in the movements that we're going to be doing, some of these things will change. And then lastly, go ahead and roll your head slowly to the left and to the right, and go slow enough that you can sense the quality in which you roll your head. So if you roll your head really fast, you really can't notice much. You just roll really slow, and you might feel like, oh, I can roll my head further to one side. My chin comes closer to one shoulder than the other. And again, it's just information to become aware of. Good. Okay, so you're going to begin now by rolling onto your right side. And your knees will be stacked on top of each other. It's kind of what we call a fetal position. And you're going to come back to this position again and again, so to kind of remember it. If possible, to have your right arm straight out in front of you instead of under your head, and see if you can just let your head lie down on the floor. Great. And now with your left hand is going to reach down in between your legs, and you're going to grab the inside of your left knee. So there you go. And your fingers are going to be to the outside. There you go. That's it. So you're actually holding. So again, you come in between the knees. So your hand is kind of turned over backwards. There you go. That's it. And you're going to hold on to the knee. So in this position, you're going to start to lift your left knee and hand up towards the ceiling and then lower it back down again. And then there's a couple ways to do this. So every movement that I give you, you repeat the movement until we move on to the next movement. So you're lifting the left arm and left knee, they're connected, and lowering back down. And begin to notice, are you doing all the movement just in what we're going to call your leg or your hip joint? Is anything happening in your back, in your pelvis, in your spine? So let's say the next time you do the movement, try to not move anything else, just lift in the hip joint. You might even find that that stops your breathing. Yeah. Now, the next time that you begin to lift your left leg, can you think of the left side of your pelvis and buttocks moving backwards, almost as if you might start to roll onto your back? So there's a sense that your pelvis and your back start to roll backwards. And don't lose your knee. So your hand, so sometimes I'll use the word constraint. So the constraint is that you must keep your left hand in contact with your left knee. So if that's the case, let your pelvis roll more, and yeah, that'll make it easier. Nice. Okay. And then from there, let that go and roll onto your back for a minute. And notice how you're resting now. And maybe even just from those few simple movements, the left leg feels a little longer. And now let's roll over onto your left side. So you're going to come in that same fetal position, the knees stacked, your left arm straight out in front of you, and then you're going to slide your right hand in between your thighs so the right hand gets a hold of the right knee. Beautiful. And go ahead and begin to lift your knee and your arm kind of up to the ceiling and back down. And I'll encourage you to let the pelvis and the ribs to start to roll back as if you're going to lie on your back. You can try it by just doing the movement in your leg and then involving more of your whole self. And notice, is this leg heavier or lighter? Does it feel easier or harder on this side? What are the differences in this side compared to the other? Good. And let it go and roll over onto your back again. And let's roll onto your right side. Have your right arm straight out, knees bent. This time your left hand is going to reach down in between again your legs to get a hold of your left foot. So you're going to have to bring your left knee into your chest a little bit. That's it. And wrap around the arch. Yeah, come underneath. Yeah, underneath the foot. There you go. And from this position, if you can't get your foot, that's okay. You can grab your pants. That's fine. So from this position, you're going to start to straighten your left leg straight out in front of you as if it would become parallel with your right hand. It doesn't have to be on the ground, but that's the direction to get. Yeah. So what is it like to straighten and then bend it again? So everything we do is a movement. It's, again, not about getting into a fixed position and holding, because where length comes from is in the action of moving. Yeah, so you're bending and you're lengthening. Nice. Nice, gals. That's it. Yeah, and it may be surprising to you, like, oh, wow, I really feel some tightness. Is the tightness in your buttocks, or is it around the knee? Is it in the calf? Is it in your heel? Like, if you could ask one place to let go that you would like more length from, where would that be? Good. Now, the next time, can you rest your foot and your arm somewhere on the floor and make it comfortable? So somewhere towards, yeah, on the floor in front of your right knee, somewhere, if it can be close to your right arm, but it doesn't have to. That's it. And it's okay if your knee's bent, okay? Doesn't have to be straight. But now let's try a couple things to straighten the legs. So once you're there, can you think of, first of all, with your left heel, can you push your left heel away from you? And what does that do from the calf area? Yeah. So just think, can I push the heel away from, almost like if you're going to push your heel into the wall and then release it. Again, we're not going to stay in anything fixed. So you go back to the bending position and then you push it straight again. And again, if it's too hard, just hold, rest. Yeah, perfect. And just from there, think of your heel pushing and then bend again.
It's cramping.
So go really, where is it cramping?
Right.
In the groin? Okay. Yeah. Let me see if I can help you. You're doing great, by the way. So just see if the foot here can be relaxed a little bit. Now bend your knee a little bit. There. Even more. So start from there and now push your heel down into my hand. Nope, down into my hand. Yeah. And now bend the knee again. And now straight. Yes. And is that better for the cramping?
Mm-hmm.
There. So not to be shy with these movements of bending the knee. Okay, everybody thinks it's about having the leg straight, and 98% of us can't straighten our legs. So that's it. Now, pause for a moment. Keep your leg resting in front of you, but let the knee be bent. Okay, don't try to keep it straight. Let it be comfortable, but on the floor. Now, this next movement is a little trickier, is to move your left buttocks backwards. Sounds way easier than... Excellent! I forget your name again.
Colleen.
Beautiful. And then let it go forward again. And then push backwards. That's it. So as you push the buttocks backwards, you get length again around the hamstring down to the knee. And for some of us, it's almost like we don't know how to do this. So I may come around and touch you. So just think of rolling back here. Yeah. And now go forward again. And now come back. Yes. And forward. Beautiful. And back. Nice.
She's recovering from the stress fracture in her
L5. Uh-huh.
So we have to be really careful with her back.
Okay, this should be...
Just letting you know.
Yeah, yeah. So... whatever is for anybody in here, just that's what's so perfect about Feldenkrais. You just go slow and gentle and easy. Yeah. So this is, yeah, good. Is that okay for your back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, should feel fine. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. Now, can you combine those two movements? Okay. So the butt goes back and the heel goes forward. And you just do what's good for you. So again, try not to be focused on, oh, this is going to make my leg straight. Focus on the two movements. Can you simultaneously encourage the heel to go forward and your butt to go back? It sounds way easier than what it is, right? This is why... So what happens is when we can't do a movement like this, we will do only what we can do, and that becomes a habit. And then that's when we develop cycles of pain. Because if you can't move the butt back at the same time as the heel going forward, it'll create shortening problems around the knee. But most of us, if we don't break movements down, we're completely unaware that we can't do something. Does that make sense for everyone, kind of?
Total sense.
Total sense.
I'm serious.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, it's really interesting. I'm always challenged with these lessons when I'm doing them again. It's like, oh, yeah. Beautiful. Okay. So let that go. Let's roll back onto your back and rest. And again, just notice now, right? Because we've been doing things with the left leg. How does that left leg feel? Just notice how it feels different than the right. Yes? Is there anybody that it doesn't feel different? Does it feel exactly the same as it did a few minutes ago, or does it feel different? And does something feel different, what we call here the pelvis inside the hip joint? So another key thing is, again, not to say stretching isn't important, because stretching is important. But when you're in the action of stretching, you're actually moving. And it's in the moving where the change is created. Does that make sense a little bit for people? So if you're too stagnant, that's not going to get you too far. Okay, so let's roll on to the other side, which would be your left side. Left arm is straight out in front of you. And then with your right hand, you're going to reach down to get your right foot from the inside. So again, that's it. You really have to bring that knee up. And you may notice this side's easier, or this side's a little tougher. You know, notice that for yourself, because everybody has one side that's easier. You know, at this point, if we've had injuries and different things. Okay, so we just started with the idea of lengthening the foot and the hand out in front of you and then bending it again. Again, it's really important to go back to bending. The bending is what gives you length. So a lot of what this work is about is what's happening in your brain. So when your knee is bent, it's bent. And when you go to straighten it inside your brain is telling your muscles to get long. So it really doesn't matter if you ever fully straighten it. All we care about is that the brain is communicating to your muscles, we know how to lengthen. And where is this important? This is important in walking. This is important like going up and down stairs, because you go from a bent knee to a straight leg. That's one example. Yeah, good. Okay, now you find that place where you can rest your leg comfortably in front of you. That's it, Judy. And your hand, and again, your hand doesn't have to be connected to your foot. All I care about is that you're comfortable. And the first movement we did was to think of then pushing your heel away from you, right? As if your heel's going to push, and then what happens? That creates the length from the calf down to the heel. So you push the heel and then bend again. Again, don't stay in that fix. Yeah, so you keep your leg out in front of you. And again, if you need to let go with the hand, that's the least of things. Just keep your leg resting on the floor. Yeah, let's keep it like here. And now just think of pushing with the heel. Yes, and then bend it again. And then push. Yeah, and bend again. Beautiful. And then just think of that heel. It's going to push, like you're going to push. Yes. There. And then pause with that to go to the movement of taking the pelvis back. So the pelvis going back is what controls the muscles in your buttocks and hamstring to lengthen. So we have two ways of shortening in a way. So yes, so see if you can just let that rest. And now let's, yeah. Good. Just roll that back. Yes. And another way of thinking of the buttocks to go backwards is you can think of the area behind your knee into your hamstring straightening. So it's wherever you put your mind and your attention. And another important place for these two movements is driving a car. So the most common one we do is with the lower part of the leg and not involving up into the buttocks. And then yet some people rotate with their pelvis and do all kinds of funny things. Now can you put those two movements together? Can you push the heel away and take the butt back? And I know you're probably thinking, well, when in the world do I do this? But that is the movement when you're walking, let's say, up a stair and you put full weight on your leg, that's what happens. That's it. So remember, always bend and then straighten a little bit and bend. Good. Okay, let's let that go and roll onto your back. And again, just take a moment to notice, how does your right leg and right hip feel now? How does it feel behind your knees? You might notice that the back of your knees are making more contact now. Okay, and let's roll onto your right side again, please. Right arm is straight out in front of you, and your left hand comes down again to get a hold of, if you can, your left foot or your left calf, somewhere where it's comfortable. And so this time what you're going to do is you're going to start to lengthen straight out to the right. And once your leg is comfortably lengthened, that means there can be a bend in it, then you're going to lift your leg and your arm, come arcing up towards the ceiling, and then go back over to your side again. So this requires that that pelvis and your back rolls back to lift the leg up to the ceiling, and then come back over. Yes. Nice. But see if you can keep your legs straight and then straight lift up. Don't come back. Yeah, now once you're there, just bring it back over. And can the back of your head start to roll on the floor a little bit? So could your head roll at the same rate as your foot comes up towards the ceiling? So it's almost like if you were going to look at your foot. So again, the slower that you go, the more you're going to feel more of yourself involved, connecting. So everybody go half the speed that you're going. Just slow it down. Nice. Nice, Judy.
That's real jerky. Is that just like your brain's like... You're asking it to do something.
Yeah.
It's like yeah. There's a disconnect.
Yes. Yeah, those jerkinesses is that, because in a sense, one of the things I'm asking you to do that's kind of foreign against all of the activities you and I do is I'm asking you to be very like moving one side, homolateral. Mm. And you and I are so much cross-referencing, swimming, running, you know. This is like asking you to do all of this, and it's just, you know, but as you know, whenever you learn to do something else, it makes whatever you do much better. Good. Nice. Okay, and let's let that go and roll onto your back again and rest. Okay, now we're going to go back onto the left side. And your left arm straight out. And then your right hand reaches down to get close to your right foot or your right pant leg, whatever works. And you're first going to lengthen your right leg and your right arm straight out in front of you. And once it's at a comfortable straight, that doesn't mean fully straight, the knee can be bent, then you're going to lift the whole unit up towards the ceiling. Let the back of your head roll and you follow with your face and your eyes watching that right foot, and then you roll back over onto the left side. And as Jolie brought up, just notice if it's a little jerky or is this side more jerky than the other side. So one of the things that happens as we develop in life is we develop habits in ways in which we move and do things. And this work is a lot about, A, you have to discover the habits. And then the second part is learning variations, learning things outside of how you normally move. And the more variations that you have, the more freedom of movement you have. Nice. Really good. Okay. And let's let that all go and roll onto your back and take a rest. And so when you're resting, again, notice, again, what's changed. So we go back to the resting position for a couple reasons. One is for you to notice what's changed or changing. But most importantly is in the rest phase is when your brain is actually processing what we just did. So it's really important for your brain to understand, for it to have time. It's like why we have a digestive system, right? We need time to digest food and to assimilate it so that it can get to the different places it needs to go to help us function in the way we need to function. Okay, so let's come back onto your right side again. Your right arm straight out in front of you, your knees bent. You're going to reach down with your left hand in between the legs, get the left foot again. Straighten it as much as possible, first out in front of you. That's kind of like this consistent place we're going to go. Now, as you are going to lift that left arm and leg up towards the ceiling, you're now going to add in straightening your right leg. Okay, so your right leg is going to become straight as you end up kind of on your back, right? So you're going to roll to your back, your head is facing the ceiling, your left leg and arm, and your right leg is pointing straight forward on the floor. And then as you roll back onto your side, you're going to bend your right knee back up. Nice, Judy. Yeah. See if you can bring, though, that right leg all the way to, yes, on back on the mat. So it's like, kind of think of it lined up with your shoulder, fully straight. Nice, Colleen. Beautiful. I know sometimes when I'm describing it, it sounds like so easy, and then to coordinate these movements, it's not so easy. Because you're asking two different lengthenings to take place right now. You're lengthening your right leg and you're lengthening your left leg in different directions. But this would be like a way to introduce somebody to being able to do like the splits, for example. But it's a much more gentle introduction. Yeah. So as you roll onto your back the next time, just notice what's happening with the left side of that pelvis. Do you truly let the left side of your pelvis and buttocks come to the floor? See if you can really let that happen. And try to not let yourself go beyond this, the place of your leg being towards the ceiling, not taking it into another stretch or another movement. Just stay with what we're doing right now. Yeah, so think of the left buttocks coming to the floor, just that left side, right, as you come onto your back. Yeah. And could you lengthen your heel up towards the ceiling a little bit more? And as you roll back onto your right side, can you push that left heel away from you? And maybe you may even be able to lengthen that left leg now. Feel how much easier it is than when we started, right? Huh. Yeah, nice, Colleen. Nice, Scott. Good job. Okay, and roll onto your back and rest. The other thing that's so nice about this work is that everybody's in at a different place, and this work is really about honoring where everybody is, and just to learn to pace yourself. So if you stay really patient with yourself and just go with what works for you, you'll have incredible results. And this work really lends itself towards that, instead of, you know, often when we have mirrors and stuff, we're looking at somebody else and they can do it better than us. So we can get focused on, can I do what they're doing, instead of paying attention to what can I really do? And what feels right for me. So let's roll on to your left side now. And the knees will be bent up, the left arm straight out in front of you, the right hand comes in between the legs to get the right foot or ankle or pant leg, something. And then you're going to first straighten the right leg and arm out in front of you to that comfortable place. Then as you lift the right leg and arm to the ceiling and you roll onto your back, your face and your sternum are facing the ceiling, you straighten that left leg. And really have that left heel lined up with your shoulder. So the leg isn't off to the side, right? It's really straightened below you. And then as you roll back onto your side, you bend your knee up again. So you're actively bending and straightening. And if you want to think of bending your right knee as well when you roll back onto the side, that's fine, right? Because that's kind of what happens. Like you bend back up into a fetal position, and then as you lift the leg towards the ceiling, you straighten that right leg. Beautiful, Judy. So you're just doing such a good job adapting for you. And when you do that, you will get the same results as somebody that appears more flexible to you, you know, in the room. Nice. And it actually looks almost easier for everybody on this side. And sometimes you wonder, is it just because we've done it on the other side, or is it really truly easier on this side? Good. Okay. And then once again, come onto your back. And rest. And so now just notice too if there's any change occurring in your pelvis and your lower back. And what may be happening is if you felt like you had, you know, some tension back there and too big of an arch, some of that probably has let go now. It feels a little flatter and longer. More than anything, it's length. Okay, so let's roll once again onto your right side. And same position, so please have your right arm out, your knees bent up, left hand reaches down to get the left foot. So we're gonna add in one more piece. It gets a little trickier. So, but I know you guys are up to it. So, so now you're gonna lengthen your left leg out in front of you, right with the left hand. So get a hold of the left foot again. Same position, yep. And once you're there, as you're going to lift your left leg and left arm, not only are you going to straighten your right leg, but you're going to straighten your right arm above your head. So it's almost like your right arm and right leg are in a straight line. Yes, Jolie, that's it. So everything's straight that way, and then the other arm and leg are straight to the ceiling. And then as you roll, you fold up like a baby. So you fold and then you unfold and lengthen. But it's really important to do the folding. And so then the next thing that's really important with this work is there's a timing, right? So now you're doing a couple things at the same time. And so you look for the capacity or the ability to orchestrate everything at once. Not that it's, you know, dicey, like I'll do this movement first and then I'll do this movement. Because really, do we really move like that? Right? If you have an itch down, let's say in the lower back, do you tell yourself, okay, my arm's got to move this way, then my elbow? It's not jerky like that, right? You just reach back and go after the itch. So at the same rate, beautiful Jolie, as the right elbow bends down, the right arm, the right knee folds up. That's it, and you come, beautiful job. You're just beautiful. You remind me of my daughter that dances. Do you dance?
Not really, I used to.
Yeah, you have, it's still in there. It's floating in there. I see it, because there's an elegance about how you move. Dance is really nice for that. Yeah. Now, could you notice one more thing as you do the movement just once or twice more? I'd like you to become aware of your breathing and your breath. And notice if there's any place along the way that you start to hold your breath or there's a hesitation. Good. Okay, and let's let it go and rest on your back again. Okay, and let's roll onto your left side. Both arms straight out in front of you, and then you're going to reach down with your right hand to get a hold of the right foot. And you're going to first start the movement by lengthening your right leg and arm out in front of you. And once they're lengthened, as you lengthen that right arm and leg up to the ceiling, roll onto your back. You straighten your left leg and straighten your left arm above you. And that includes fingers. And can you let the back of the hand rest on the floor? So you don't need to hold it. And then as you start to roll onto the left side, everything folds again, just like a baby. But again, see if you can keep the arm resting on the floor. Yeah. So see if you don't need to lift. Yes. See if you can just let it slither and slide along the floor. So again, then you look for the rhythm within yourself and the quality. It becomes about quality in which you move. Can you, again, if you go slow enough, can you orchestrate all the movements to happen simultaneously without one part of the movement taking over, being the leader? Sticky. And the nice thing is they just put in these floors so that if you get sticky, you can just get onto the floor. You know, what's surprising is that often people think, oh my gosh, I'll be so uncomfortable. But then you start rolling like this on the floor, and the floor is quite comfortable.
I still miss the carpet.
You still miss the carpet. Well, the most ideal thing I think we're going to be having over at the other center is what they call dojo mats for Aikido people, martial arts. It's really a neat surface. Yeah, nice. Okay, and then once again, roll onto your back and rest. We've just got one last movement to do, and just check in and see how you're doing now. How the area is in between your shoulder blades now. Okay, so one last time, if you would please roll onto your right side. And we're going to start with your right arm out, and your left arm reaches down to get a hold of your left foot. Okay? And so what you're going to do this time is, you're going to straighten the left arm and leg out to the side. You're going to come up to the ceiling, and as you do so, you're going to straighten that right arm and leg, and then you're going to go past the ceiling, bringing your left leg and arm all the way over to the left side. So then your right arm is going to come over your head and swoop over as if it would touch the left hand and foot. Beautiful. This is why. And if you don't like your neighbor, it's a good opportunity to hit them, smack them. But if you do, you touch them lovingly. That's it. So, and then when you come over, though, bring that slide. Go back and slide. Yes, and feel what that does in here. So let it slide. Yes.
And then bring it all the way
up. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then fold back up. So you get like really open, beautiful. Let that arm slide above you, calling. Don't lift it. Yeah. Because it has to do something else in your back. See, if you just lift it up, then your back doesn't have to participate. But you have to, that's it, slide and feel what that does in this part of your back. That actually would be really good for you because that's tight on you, probably compensating for what happened below. That's it, Judy. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, now the next time you come over onto your right side, stay there for a moment for me. Still holding on the left foot to the left hand to the left foot. And just once or twice, just straighten out your left leg. Just see what that's like now. Remember what we started with in the beginning? And just see if you can push that heel and buttocks away from each other and if that's clear. So everybody should be on the right side. It's okay. It's not you, it's probably me. I probably said it too quick. So you're on the right side and you go back to the first movement of the left hand holding the left foot and when we just had the leg straighten and bend. And just see if that's a little easier now. Yeah, something freed up somewhere. Good. Okay, let's rest on your back. Where I think you'll really notice it is when you come up to standing, your legs are going to feel so long. Okay, so let's roll onto the left side one more time. And the left arm is out in front of you, left knee bent. You reach down with the right hand in between the legs to get the right foot. You start off by lengthening out in front of you, and then as you take the right arm and right foot up, the left arm and left leg straighten, and then you go all the way over to the right side. So the left arm has to go above your head and bring, yes, and the left leg comes over too. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, see, when you have a younger person in the group, they instinctively know, they still have some of this baby quality in them. What to do. And then as an adult, we lose it. Yeah. So then you would want to pull it back up again. Then you can become all tiny on the side again. Yeah. And you kind of open up like a butterfly. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. It's actually pretty fun, isn't it? It feels good. I remember when I was, I guess it was 6th or 7th grade, and I remember in PE we had to stretch, and stretching was horrible for me. I was always one of those kids that could never, like, reach my toes. Like, they'd say, put your legs out and reach for your toes. And it was so frustrating because that just felt like the end of it, you know? And then till I got into this work, and then it's like everything became possible again. So it's through these other variations that I learned really how to move differently so I could eventually touch my toes. Okay, bring that to a close and come resting on your back. And again, just really check in now and notice, wow, what is different now? And I think what's really important at this point is for each person to ask yourself, what's different for me? And what do you like that's different? Like, do you like the way your back feels now? Do you like the way your legs feel? Do you like how you're breathing now? And maybe you even can sense and notice there's just a sense of almost, I like the word aliveness, that's kind of in your whole body yet relaxed at the same time. But because you've become so aware of yourself, everything's kind of woken up and connected and relating to each other, the whole self. And now roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right and just notice how that feels. Remember, we did that in the beginning. And just again, does that feel easier? Does it feel like you can roll a little further? Or maybe it's just smoother? Maybe it's just more enjoyable, right? Because when something's easy, it's enjoyable, right? When things get difficult, we stop doing them. That was like me in sixth grade. I stopped trying to stretch my hands down on my feet because there was nothing enjoyable about it, and I could never get there, so I felt like a failure. Yeah. Okay, and then just take one more moment to, again, since there's so many new people today, of just thinking, what did you like the most about this class, or what maybe one movement that really felt good? Just whatever stands out for you that you can recall right now that would be nice for you to take with you leaving today's class. And then taking your time, go ahead and roll to one of your sides and bring yourself up to sitting and then standing. And then we'll see how you feel in standing now.